The consolidation of power in the Mediterranean following the Punic Wars marked a transformative era for the Roman Republic. After the decisive victory in the Third Punic War and the complete destruction of Carthage in 146 BCE, Rome emerged as the dominant power in the Mediterranean basin. This period was characterized by extensive territorial expansion, administrative reforms, and significant cultural integration. Rome's victory over Carthage ended a century-long rivalry and eliminated the primary threat to Roman supremacy. The fall of Carthage allowed Rome to annex its territories in North Africa, turning them into the province of Africa. This region, rich in resources like grain, olive oil, and other agricultural products, became a crucial part of the Roman economy. The incorporation of Carthaginian territories facilitated the spread of Roman culture, language, and governance across North Africa. In addition to North Africa, Rome expanded its influence over the Hellenistic kingdoms in the eastern Mediterranean. The defeat of Macedon in 68 BCE and subsequent victories over the Seleucid Empire and other Hellenistic states brought vast territories under Roman control. These conquests were not merely military victories, they also involved complex diplomatic maneuvers and alliances, showcasing Rome's strategic acumen. The establishment of provinces such as Macedonia, Asia, and Greece further solidified Rome's hegemony. The consolidation of power required not only military might, but also administrative efficiency. Rome implemented a provincial system of governance, appointing governors to oversee the newly acquired territories. These governors were responsible for maintaining order, collecting taxes, and ensuring loyalty to Rome. The provincial system helped integrate diverse cultures and economies into the Roman state, creating a more unified and stable empire. Economic integration was another crucial aspect of Rome's consolidation of power. The Mediterranean became a Roman lake, with trade routes connecting the farthest reaches of the empire. Goods such as grain from Egypt, silver from Spain, and luxuries from the East flowed into Rome, enriching the city and its elite. This economic prosperity funded public works, military campaigns, and the lavish lifestyles of the Roman aristocracy. Cultural integration also played a significant role. The Romans adopted and adapted elements from the cultures they conquered, particularly from the Greeks. This cultural syncretism led to a rich blend of art, literature, philosophy, and religion that became characteristic of Roman society. The spread of Latin as the lingua franca further unified the diverse populations under Roman rule. In conclusion, the consolidation of power in the Mediterranean after the Punic Wars was a multifaceted process involving military conquest, administrative reform, economic integration, and cultural assimilation. These efforts transformed Rome from a regional power into a vast empire that dominated the Mediterranean world for centuries. The foundations laid during this period were crucial for the stability and prosperity of the Roman Empire, shaping the course of Western history.